Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The word of God for the people of God.
Amen. Thank you, Keith, for reading the scripture so beautifully this morning. I was able to follow the outline of my sermon so well. So thank you for that. That means we're on point. And that scripture, of course, as we heard from the children's message, April, thank you. Same here. Following on point, and the scripture being read, we see where we are blessed. And something, you know, I always learn something new when I prepare a sermon. And more than ever, this is what I learned in planning the sermon for today, is that when we're blessed because of a characteristic we already have. It's if we are using it for God that we will benefit in the kingdom of heaven. So that's where I'm going today. And so in this scripture, you'll see how important it is for us to make that good choice to be an agent. We even heard that when Christian was offering the pastoral prayer, making certain choices that we will show that we want to be part of the kingdom of heaven today and tomorrow. One summer of my life, I chose to read the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, Matthew 6, Matthew 7, over and over and over again. And to tell you the truth, I don't know what prompted that, but it was a good thing. And I would read, some days it might just be one verse and I would think upon it. And others, it might be reading all of the Beatitudes and the passage we read today, a lengthy passage, meditating on it. But those three chapters in Matthew, I just read over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, it transformed my life. Because I saw how important we are to God, how loved we are, but that we really are God's representatives, and we have the opportunity to be so active. We have much more power, and I'm not using the word power in a negative way, but we are empowered by God to live as kingdom residents today and in the future. So that's where we're going today. I'm an educator, so I want you to know where we're going. And when you leave here today, I would love for you to be able to be ready to name, or at least thinking in terms of the characteristics that you already have, where God is saying you are blessed in this way, and you will be in the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Today, you can be a kingdom liver and in the future. And that's very exciting. So that's where we're all going. I hope we have a good journey together this morning. I'm Kathy Gore Chapel, Executive Director of Baptist Women Ministry of North Carolina. So glad to be with you here today, and many connections. I was here for Chrissy's installation, and I was here for an ordination of Christian McIver. And Christian is on our leadership board for Baptist Women Ministry of North Carolina. Jerry Childs has been on that board. And we have people, Chrissy, who's on a team with us right now. We're writing a Lily grant. And of course, I'm going to call Chrissy Tatum Williamson and ask her to be part of that, because it's on it's a preaching initiative, compelling preaching initiative from the Lilly Endowment. So we're seeking to get that for Baptist Women in Ministry. So I called on your pastor. Lynn Holmes is one of our Baptist Women in Ministry of North Carolina active folks, and she's here today, and so happy to see her. So in good company, and I'm just happy to be here and to be able to worship with you this morning. I'm going to refer back to the Beatitudes as part of the sermon, but want to invite you to go with me from my sermon title, which you might be wondering, what kind of sermon title is that? What nice can I do for you today? Years ago, I was at Four Seasons Mall in Greensboro, and I walked into a clothing store, and a salesperson walked up to me. I was by myself, and she walked up to me, and I could tell by the smile on her face that she was engaging, and I knew she wanted to sell me something, but she just had this nice look on her face. And she comes up to me, and she crosses her arms, and she just looked so comfortable, and she said, "What nice can I do for you today?" I almost cried. Who's nice to you like that? What nice can I do for you today? That woman was exhibiting a modern-day beatitude. Blessed is the genuinely hospitable salesperson, for theirs is a true expression of community and ability to relate with others. Blessed is she. Today's scripture, Matthew 5, verses 1 through 20, is one scripture in a series that Chrissy is preaching with you and preparing for you. And I'm glad I got to be part of this today, Chrissy. Thank you. This passage is a group of verses we call the Beatitudes. And sometimes they're quite confusing. We don't understand what the words mean. And like I say, I learned today, it really is a blessing about a certain characteristic of the person. These verses serve as an introduction to the Sermon on the Mount. So this wonderful sermon we heard about in the children's message, with all these people on the mountain, Jesus there, the disciples there, this wonderful sermon, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, this is the intro. This is where we are invited in. The Sermon on the Mount was a message by Jesus to all the people gathered there, and you'll hear me repeat this over and over again, including the disciples. And I'm very specific about that because Jesus was choosing to teach them in this very present manner on this hill as he's preaching to the people. The sermon was about a way of living. As the religious establishment, and it was an opportunity for people to make choices. They could choose to live as the religious establishment in the way of the rules and regulations, Pharisees, etc., or a way to live in the kingdom of God today and tomorrow. The Beatitudes describe an attitude that was characteristic of people, again, including the disciples, who practiced kingdom living or were learning to do so. We are all on a learning curve. Embracing a lifestyle of kingdom living, simplistic in practice, not a life of worldly values, but a life seeking God, the disciples were introduced to kingdom life, heavenly life, with the instruction that they were to be models, representatives, agents. Michael J. Wilkins, Dean of Faculty and Professor for New Testament and Literature at Talbot School of Theology at Biola University, reminds us that the Beatitudes teach us how to live and relate to others and are statements of grace, not law. Statements of grace, not law. In fact, we are actually instructed to rejoice and be glad because we are receiving blessings now and in the future. We are promised these blessings in heaven. Hear Jesus' invitation to the crowd to respond to the announcement about the kingdom of heaven. Think about it. These people did not know what was coming. So I just want to read just the Beatitudes to you and think about the blessing the people are receiving and the characteristics they already have. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. And here it comes. Rejoice. Be happy. Be glad. Because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are not alone. You have these wonderful characteristics. You are blessed. Richard Swanson, professor of religion, philosophy, and classics at Augusta College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, writes, "The blessings contained," and I like the way he describes this, "in this odd little collection called the Beatitudes, each and all of them require a miracle, a resurrection, if you will. That's what it will take for God's will to be done in everyday lives." So when we read the Beatitudes and we see that we are blessed because of certain characteristics we have, we are experiencing transformation. We have the opportunity to be part of a miracle because Jesus is doing a miracle within us through the characteristics that have been given to us. Where do we discover kingdom blessings? You may be sitting there going, "I've read those Beatitudes. I don't see where I fit." We have to make it everyday life. Where do we discover kingdom blessings in everyday life? I discovered it from the woman salesperson in the store who said, "What nice can I do for you today?" Blessed is she. One time when my daughter, who's now 30, was about 9 or 10 years old, and I was leading a retreat. I was on staff at Forest Hills. Jerry and I worked together. And I was leading a retreat, Jerry, for the Victory class, a senior adult class at Forest Hills. And we go to Camp Caraway. We're there for this weekend retreat. And my husband went with us, and my daughter went with us, and My daughter always liked playing cards with the senior adult ladies. She learned to play Rook from them. So I owe that educational part to that class as well. But we get there, and I had my clothes and makeup and all that kind of thing, and I am an earring person. I can forgo every piece of jewelry, and I can be in horrible pajama pants, and I want some pearls in my ears or hoops or something, but I want my earrings. I had forgotten every pair of earrings. So I look and I go, I forgot my earrings. My daughter looked at me. She said, Mom, if you smile, nobody will notice. My daughter was blessing me. Mom, if you smile, nobody will notice. And I actually told the people that at that retreat, you know, that had come off. The next week, two of the ladies in that group bought me these. They bought really nice earrings, too. And I, in fact, I have one pair with me this weekend. But and one was a pair of loops and another was like a pair of more dressy. I have both of those earrings. But I thought, well, that was a good way to get some new earrings there. But my daughter blessed me. Blessed, Mom, is that smile of yours. Blessed. My husband died 5 years ago, coming up February 19th. That will be the fifth anniversary, and I can't believe how fast it's gone by. And I miss him terribly. And one thing that I will say about my husband, my daughter and I, Allie's our only child, my daughter and I spent money more freely than he did and still spend money more freely than he did. So I'll throw that in there. When I was offered the job at Baptist Women Ministry of North Carolina, it was a new position. Although our organization is 40 years old, we're celebrating our 40th birthday this year. And we were formed in 1983, College Park Baptist Church. A group of 25 people met and said, do we need to form a group that will affirm God's call to ministry for women? And of course, the answer was yes, and that's when we were born. And for all these years, we have had a leadership board that worked with that group, and I've been on the board before, and we did certain things during the year. We did some scholarships, we did an annual meeting, and some other things through the year, but not a lot. We stayed at the same level. And several years ago, the leadership board decided, they did some visioning and decided if we're going to move forward, we need an executive director. So they came to me and asked me if I would consider that, and quite frankly, on the day that this representative from the board came to me to talk to me about this, I thought at this point in my life, usually when people want to talk to me like that, they want me to recommend someone. So I am sitting there at Panera with this person drinking a cup of coffee. Actually, I was drinking a Diet Coke and she was drinking coffee. But and I'm thinking, who am I going to recommend? And she says, and we want it to be you. And I went, well, we need to stop the conversation. I need to rewind because I missed a lot of what was going on here because I was thinking in a different way. And she said, we want it to be you. And here's the deal. We have money for a year. We have a grant for a year for your salary. So it's a year. That's all we can promise. And my husband was ill. I'm the major breadwinner. And I mean, I wanted to do it, but I just knew the logistics. So I go home, and I tell my husband, I said, and I wasn't asking for permission, but we were talking it over. We had to talk it over. And I said, Russ, I just had this meeting, and this is what's been offered to me. And his face lit up. And he said, Kathy, you need to do this. This is your legacy. He blessed me. And quite frankly, he died within a few months. He never saw me start the position. But he blessed me. He gave me the blessing of my legacy. I've been in the position 5 years. We are thriving. We have new challenges every year. But we're in the fifth year. So we went beyond the 1 year. And we're doing well. We had our first standalone event this year. There's much to celebrate. And I'm so glad that we're partners with a church like you in this work as well, to affirm God's call to women in ministry. How do we discover our resources? Right now in my life, I see a therapist, a physical therapist, because I had a knee replacement in the spring. I see a coach for professional and spiritual direction. Now, a director. Now, I'm not recommending that everyone in here needs to see all those things. I'm just saying I'm at a place in my life where I do. Okay. But having a coach or a spiritual director in your life can be a very powerful thing to help you continue to move forward, sort through things. And spiritual direction is wonderful because we are all busy people and do not take enough time to breathe. So I'll give us a blessing. Blessed are those who seek spiritual direction. Blessed are those who practice centering prayer around God. Blessed are those who belong or relate with soul friends, people that you connect with in a spiritual way. How will we respond to the kingdom of God? We have choices to make. We can choose the establishment, the religious establishment, or we can choose to live in the kingdom today, to find that happiness, that joy in the kingdom living today, knowing that we are promised that future as well. Blessed are those who exhibit courage in choosing the way of the kingdom. Jesus' goal was to change the heart, then transform the entire person. Word, thought, action, deed. That's what we want to do. We want to be transformed. And the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, can help us do that. Musically, where's Christian? Right there. Okay. A reprise in music. It's when you come back to an original theme and repeat it. Is that good? Okay, thank you. I need my musical expert here to firm that up. And this is what I found very interesting as I was getting ready to be with you all today. Matthew 5 is like a musical with a reprise at the end. And the reprise is, it would be like watching, I don't know why this is the musical that came to my mind, but 76 Trombones, what is it? The Music Man. Okay, so that one. Where, you know, it starts, you'll hear the Music Man music in the beginning, but then at the end you have the huge parade that's the reprise, and you hear all these other musical compositions that you've heard throughout. This is how Matthew 5 is. We hear the Beatitudes. We hear that we're blessed. We hear that we're blessed because of a characteristic, and the end result will be that we get to be kingdom livers today and in the future. We're promised. The reprise is the salt and light. I love it. It comes back and sets it up in a different form, saying, you are the salt of the earth. Let me remind you, you're blessed because you have these characteristics. Salt of the earth, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are the representatives. You are the agents. You have some choices to make. Are you going to be salt and light? And if you say yes to that, Matthew 5:19 says, therefore, anyone who practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Do you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven? I do. Amen.